Well, in Washington, the famous cherry trees are starting to blossom, heralding spring, and the fact that Congress has one more week to finish bills and budgets before a two-week spring break. What might happen before they take off? Well, NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is here. And Ron, start us off on this Monday with President Obama. He's going to issue an executive order to further equal pay for women. We know the first bill he signed into law was the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. So what is the executive order he's signing this week regarding equal pay? What's the difference? What's going on there?
Hi, Robin. Good to be with you. The Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act back in 2009 was really just addressed at a Supreme Court decision that had really limited workers' ability to file lawsuits over pay inequity. Then there was another piece of legislation that tried to get through Congress that would have gone much further. We haven't been able to get that through the Congress as yet. So the president is applying all of the standards he would like to see in the workplace, at least to those people who have federal contracts. So federal contractors are going to be compelled to allow and not punish people in the workplace who talk about their salaries and compare what they're making with their workers, with their fellow workers. And he's also got a second part to that executive order that's being signed tomorrow. And that second part says that those federal contractors have to supply information to the federal government about gender and race connected to salary levels.
Okay. Well, we also want to look at long-term unemployment. It is April. Insurance ran out for many people back in January, that long-term unemployment insurance. Can we expect to see any progress on this before Congress goes on spring break?
Progress, yes, but a restoration of benefits where they've expired, not so likely. The Senate is expected to vote on a five-month extension later tonight. They cleared the procedural hurdle of a Republican filibuster last week with help from a number of Republicans, especially Dean Heller from Nevada, who's really been a big leader on this issue. Nevada, of course, has a very high long-term unemployment rate. But the prospect is still pretty dim in the House, so Speaker Boehner has not indicated that he would allow a vote on it as yet.
Congressmen were going to be going home to their home districts, maybe to do a little midterm campaigning. So what are the things they can expect to hear about from their constituents?
You know, I think people are still going to be talking a lot about the Affordable Care Act, about Obamacare. Some of these people are probably going to hear a lot of complaints from their constituents, and others may be hearing some good things. I mean, we've obviously had a little bit of good news on the front of getting 7 million people signed up for Obamacare, but there's a big debate over how many of those people are really happy about it and how many of them would have preferred to stay with their old insurance or think they would. So I expect we'll still hear quite a bit about that particular law. We will still hear a lot about jobs. You know, the jobs report we just got last Friday, unemployment was steady at 6.7%. There haven't been as many jobs in this recovery as everyone would like to see. One of the good things, actually, in that mixed report on Friday was the increase in labor force participation. But I think jobs remain a very big concern for people. And then, of course, all the usual specific issues that people have. And I think they will be talking a little bit about minimum wage.
Well, but time is running out before they go home and hear these things from their constituents. What else has to be finished when they're here this week?
Well, that depends on the meaning of the word has to be. I suspect that a lot of Democrats would like to move not only on unemployment insurance, but also on that minimum wage issue that a lot of their constituents are interested in. That is one of the things that polls very well for Democrats, where the country is with them on the minimum wage. But they know they're probably going to be stymied on that minimum wage, so that's not going to get done, not this week and probably not anytime soon. And obviously, the Republicans have an agenda of their own. They'd certainly like to take some more whacks at the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and other elements of the Obama program as well, but they know they're not going to be able to do that. So that's why 2 weeks without Congress after this week will probably look a lot like having 2 weeks with Congress.
Well, Paul Ryan's budget does come out this week. It's been quite, you know, talked about, but it officially comes out. So Republicans seem optimistic about that. What else are you hearing?
The Republicans are probably going to pass Paul Ryan's budget. There may be a handful, 10 or a dozen Republicans who are queasy about this statement budget, as people call it, because it will cause them some problems in their reelection campaigns this fall. There may be another group a little larger than that that's unhappy with the leadership over some of the things leadership's been doing. They might vote against it. And, of course, the Democrats are not going to vote for Paul Ryan's budget. They don't like it philosophically, and besides, it's just the Republicans' budget. But when you look at this, it's pretty much doubling down on the budget that Paul Ryan had in 2011. A top rate of 25% on the income tax is a tremendous tax break for the top 1%, 2%, 3% of the income earners. A tremendous favorable treatment for investment earnings, for capital gains. Tremendous cuts in some of the programs that most people think of as kind of basic, including the voucherization, if you will, of Medicare down the road, not right away, but for people who are nowhere near thinking about being on the program yet in the 2020s, they would find themselves with a very different program besides what their parents had. So this is a budget with some controversy. It's an intellectually and ideologically consistent, strong statement of Paul Ryan's conservative philosophy. And the Republicans are probably going to pass it before they leave at the end of this week in the House. It has no future in the Senate.
NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving with just a look at the very busy schedule in Washington. 1 week Congress has before a 2 week spring break. And as Ron just said, the 2 weeks they are gone may feel a lot like the week they are here. We'll see if things get done. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.